Welcome back, everybody. I'm your host, Donovan Beery, from the Reflex Blues Show. We are in the trade show convention area of the AIGA Head, Heart, Hand sessions, getting ready for the closing session here in just a few minutes. And I have with me Jerry and Brian French from French Paper. How are you guys doing today?
Doing great.
Fantastic.
Now, you guys are a family paper company. I mean, you guys are one of the smaller mills. I've ordered a lot of French paper over the years. Great stuff. What generations are you guys in the French line? Because I assume you guys haven't been there since the 1871 or whatever year it is.
No, I've been there since the beginning. No, I'm the fifth generation, and Brian, my son, is the sixth generation.
You guys were kind of born into it. Was there anything else that you guys thought you were going to get out of it, or has this been kind of a lifelong dream and you're just happy with it?
Believe it or not, I was going to school to be a lawyer, and we kind of discussed it halfway through college and said, well, I'll give it a shot for a year and see what happens, and 6 years later, here I am, so.
Well, welcome to the family business, so I'm sure it's doing pretty well. And you guys, how long have you guys been working with the Charles Anderson Group to do your promotional stuff, which is some of the best promotional stuff in the business, by the way?
Thank you. I think it's we're going on our 26th year working with Chuck and his organization.
What's been the most, what piece that you guys have done for promotion is the thing that you've enjoyed the most, or do you just hate them all and you just happen to just keep using him because he's in town here or something?
I'll tell you what, they're all very successful pieces. Usually the ones that I don't like are the ones that are most successful. I guess I'm not a good judge of that, but yeah, there's been a couple I really didn't care for, and yet they were the ones that had the highest response rate, so...
Well, the one in my office that gets the most attention is the inflatable Jerry doll. I mean, that really is it. So I get a lot of comments from people on it, and they're kind of jealous I have one.
That's the one I hated the most, probably.
All right. Well, you look good in inflatable form, so I'll just give you a heads up. So Brian, did you actually get into law then, and then move out, or how far down this rabbit hole did you actually make it?
I came straight out of college home and started on this mission, I guess, if you want to call it that. And I trained throughout the mill for a while, kind of really got a basis going, and then went out on the road. And after that, I was hooked. I get to hang out with my dad and my grandpa every day, so you can't really beat that.
That's wonderful. And if you guys get to see anything else at the conference, or are you guys just stuck here in the French booth smelling paper and ink?
No, we've been around a couple of the presentations, and it's really been inspiring. We've really enjoyed it.
Well, now, for people to find out more about you guys, is it still MrFrench.com, or is there somewhere else you like them to go instead?
FrenchPaper.com is probably the best place to catch us, and please come visit us.
Where are you guys located at anyway?
Niles, Michigan. We're about 90 miles from downtown Chicago and about 10 miles from South Bend, Indiana.
All right. Well, Brian, Jerry, thank you very much for being on the show. We'll catch up with you the next one of these.
Hey, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
And over on the other side of the room here, we just ran into Jamie Saunders from Nina Paper, the social media person there. I always forget what your exact title is, Jamie.
I'm the marketing communications manager for Nina.
Okay, I just know you as the Twitter handle at Nina Paper.
That's
or something.
Fine. That's good. Nina Paper.
You guys gotten rid of a lot of collateral here, and I think we're down to the last hour of this of the convention area. Is that correct?
Yep, we've had a really successful show. We actually went through almost 2 pallets full of materials and 1.5 on the first day. So to us, I think that's exciting to see so many people interested in paper again and print again. It's awesome.
What's the big promotion that you guys are promoting here?
So here we actually have the new design collection, which is a group of cordonons. We entered into an agreement to distribute here in the United States, so they didn't have distribution before, which make it a lot easier for people to get all these fantastic design-centric papers.
Okay, wonderful. And that's because How do people go about getting one of these swatch books if they're not actually here? Like, how do they go about getting one later?
You can actually go online and you can order it, or you can reach out to your local merchant or your Nina Paper rep, or you can tweet me at Nina Paper and I'll get you one.
Yeah, because that's your job title, is at Nina Paper. I mean, let's be honest.
Yeah, that's all I do. I just tweet all day.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, thanks for having me out here to help. We're also blogging at ninapaperblog.com. And I'm sure we'll run into you before this thing's over again.
Yeah, we love having you here, Donovan. You're a great partner. Thanks so much.
Hey, thank you. All right, we've broken out of the conference hall and made it into this. There's like a chained rope thing keeping in these Command X students, and we're on the other line. It's almost like a zoo situation here. But we have with us Kate White. Kate, how are you doing?
I am great. How are you?
Good. And we're really happy. I mean, you represent, not only are you representing Omaha, but you've represented us all the way into the final round. So regardless of what happens, you made the final three. How has the Command X experience been for you, other than the lack of sleep, I assume?
It has been a roller coaster. I am so happy and excited and nervous and have just terrible anxiety issues and crippling self-confidence issues. And then I feel great and it's back through the cycle again.
Well, you've made it far enough. You won't embarrass Omaha. You won't embarrass yourself. We're happy for you. We're rooting for you to win. We'll get back probably on the next podcast with where you end up on this. But it's been really great to see you up there.
I'm so happy to represent Omaha, and I'm just tickled pink to be this far.
What was it that actually made you think to actually sign up and try out for? Because it's like an application process for Command X.
Yeah, there was a few requirements that you had to meet, and then I had a coworker kind of convince me that I should try it. And
can you drop names?
Yes, Chris Kelly.
Okay, Chris has been on the show. We all know Chris.
I'm very thankful that he pointed it out to me, and I talked it over with a bunch of different people I knew, and they were like, "You should do it." And I just decided I was going to go through and make the portfolio process and write the entry thing and take my own headshot, and it worked out.
And this year, not only do they have a new host, but it seems like the new thing they have is they have AIJ medalists as mentors. So who's been your mentor, and how has that affected what you think you've been doing?
My mentor is Rick. I'm going to mess up his last name.
Well, I won't even be able to help you. It's like Rick Villain. Valenci? I think he's from Thirst. I mean, I've seen his work. When I see his name in print, I'm like, oh, okay, I'm going to see something good. So how has it been working with Rick?
It's been awesome. We have a really good time concepting. Like, he'll ask me for my initial thoughts, and then he helps me connect the dots between all of my different ideas. So it's been a very interesting process, and he always is challenging me to think bigger. So it's something that I'm going to keep in my mind going forward, is to just think big scale all the time.
Well, win, lose, or draw, you are done with this thing in just a matter of hours. How does it feel? Like, did you actually get to go to the closing party then and stuff and actually get to attend something for once?
It would be my first thing that I get to attend. I'm planning on it. I am celebrating regardless tonight.
All right. Well, we look forward to it. Thank you very much, Kate.
All right. Thank you.
All right, and we had Kate pushed away from Rick here. Her mentor broke that one short. Rick, we were just discussing, how do you pronounce your last name?
It depends on what country you're in, but if you're in America, it's called or pronounced Valicenti. If you're in Italy, it's Valicenti.
Well, we're really happy you got Kate here because, you know, she's from Omaha with us. So you know, we've been rooting for her and been blogging and tweeting support and stuff, so... I hope
she
you've been
yesterday, didn't she?
Yeah, I hope you've been helping her steer in the right direction and such.
I think steer is the operative word today as we deal with the issue of cars and texting, and I've been doing my best to keep her on the right side of the road, headed in the right direction.
Now, how has the experience been for you, this Command X thing? Because it's not just a stage thing, the Command X for the judges, but you actually come in and work a little bit here, and You've been in this roped zoo I've seen a number of times.
I have been, and actually I've enjoyed this time. I've never felt like I should be out hanging with my colleagues, even though in retrospect, come Monday, I will say, oh, I should have spent more time with so-and-so.
Well, we do have the event tonight. You can catch up with everybody then.
That's right. So I'm looking forward to that. And, of course, we'll be doing a little toast to Kate, who will win the big prize this afternoon.
That's what we're hoping for. So. Okay, well,
Warren Buffett called this morning and gave his endorsement of her. He was like trading futures.
Oh, I figured he would have just texted while he was driving to the office.
He knows better.
Okay, and all right.
The Cornhuskers are smarter than they look.
All right, well, thank you, Rick, and we really appreciate you taking the time to talk to us.
My pleasure.
As we wrap up our coverage here at the AIGA Head, Heart, Hand Conference, I got with me Joe Isaac. Joe, where are you from?
Minneapolis.
I mean,
St. Paul.
I mean, what do you do? What's your actual like title? Where you work at? It's what I mean.
Oh, I work in paper industry. I work for a paper distributor. Have my own studio at home, and have been a past AIGA Minnesota board member.
So are you, I mean, I think Doug Powell's trying to take credit for bringing it here, the whole conference here, but I'm thinking you might be behind this.
Yes, definitely. It's all me.
Yeah. All right. I believe. No, what are the things? Now, me and Tom Nemitz did go out and we went to Matt's Bar and got the Juicy Lucy's, and tonight the closing reception will be at the Walker, which I've been to. It's a fantastic venue. Is there anything else I need to hit before?
You got to go to Dangerous Man Brewing, and while you're there, go to Indeed, and maybe the New Bohemia, and 612 Brew.
Okay,
they have root beer there too. So
okay, this is going to be a full schedule because I'm also trying to get back to O'Donovan's because that's my, you know, I mean, it's obviously named after me.
Well, yeah, probably. Yeah.
And then we're going to hit the Vikings game on the way out of town. So
are you serious?
Yeah. Yeah, we drove here. The tickets went for like $30, so we're going to go catch the game before we take off.
All right. That's the way to do it.
So I got a lot of things to set here and a lot of breweries, it sounds like, to hit before I leave.
Yes, definitely. You got to hit all the breweries. And then, you know, the Juicy Lucy's a great idea. And don't forget a Caribou Coffee to counteract.
Don't really drink the coffee.
Oh, well, they have tea.
We have Caribou Coffees in Omaha, I think. Some they're kind of inside like the Hy-Vees though in Omaha. They're in the grocery store, so I don't know if they fully count.
Okay, well you'll have to go to Target at least once while you're here.
We also seem to have a few of those.
Oh, really? They're outside of the state.
Yeah, they've made it a little bit far. I think there's one within, you know, 4 hours of my house, maybe.
That's great stuff. Let's see, what else do you need to do? You going to go to St. Paul while you're here?
Ooh.
Blue Door Pub?
Ooh.
Big Table Studio?
We'll see what we can do. So okay. How has it been for you having the... Now, is this the... How many conferences have you been to for the AIG National ones?
7 or 8, I think.
How is it having one in your city compared to traveling? Is it a little surreal, or is it a good thing? Is it a bad thing?
It's very surreal. Definitely surreal. The good thing is I can sleep in my bed at night. The bad thing is I have to sleep in my bed at night, so I can't, let's say, enjoy some of the events afterward.
Right, right. I mean, you can't stay out until 4 or whatever it is.
Yeah, I can't hit all those breweries I was just selling to you. So, but
all right. Well, hit him some other time. And I hear there's a word that you have not actually been to Matt's Bar.
That's true.
And you've been here how long?
20 years or so.
All right, there's no time like the present. So when we see you at the Walker, I expect you to have cheese running down your face because,
and all over my jacket. And
yeah, because those things like explode. You have to even when they put them down the table, they're like small bites. Take small bites.
And even when they warn you, there's always somebody nailed by one. They should hand out the bibs like the lobster places.
Well, they did sell T-shirts, and I'm wondering if they sold them just because they knew that half the people who go through there need a new shirt before they leave.
Exactly right.
All right, well, thank you very much for your time, Joe. It was great having you on the show.
Thanks.
Thanks for listening to the Reflex Blue Show. For more information, visit 36point.com. The Reflex Blue Show was created by Donovan Beery and Nate Voss. Music by Ben Luders.